I'm Mark Pfeffer, and this is PeopleTech, news from the world of HR technology from the HCM Technology Report. This edition of PeopleTech is brought to you by the HCM Technology Report. We're a news outlet focused exclusively on the business of HR technology. We provide the latest news and intelligence to the people who purchase, develop, market, and support the products that employers rely on to recruit, hire, and retain an effective workforce. Our readers are executives and professionals who value real information above buzz and facts above hype. Be a part of this. Become a sponsor of the HCM Technology Report. Visit www.hcmtechnologyreport.com/sponsorships. The HCM Technology Report. We're the most trusted source of HR technology news. And speaking of news, while remote workers' gender dynamics pretty much align with those of in-office workers, a survey by Ultimate Software found some surprising differences. In both environments, men were more likely to be promoted within the last year. That's no surprise. But the gap was dramatically wider in the office, where 43% of men reported promotions compared to just 35% of women. Outside the building, more women, 57%, said they'd been promoted than men. They were at 51%. Women working outside the office were also more likely to believe their jobs offer room for growth, 80% compared to 60% of their sisters in-house. Diversity experts say all this makes sense. In a company where remote working is the norm, one told me, women may have more of an opportunity to let their work speak for them. There's less emphasis on schmoozing and more on getting the job done and communicating productively with colleagues. Of course, technology vendors of all types offer products built for employees who spend most of their days either on the road or working from home. Telephone and cable companies have high-speed internet access and video conferencing, while Slack, for a long time, has positioned itself as a collaboration tool for remote teams. But many analysts have wondered whether these tools actually inhibit communications between employees and supervisors. The survey says no. 70% of managers believe software that helps them better understand their team's thinking also helps them be more effective. None of this is to say today's approach to remote work is perfect. Ultimate said remote workers feel frequently misunderstood twice as often as those working in the office. And while they often say work-life balance is one of remote work's great benefits, 76% say that each week they work beyond their set hours. This has been PeopleTech from the HCM Technology Report. If you value real news and real insight into the business of HR technology, sponsor us. Visit www.hcmtechnologyreport.com/sponsorships. And to keep up with the most important developments in HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.